We continue our look back at the legacy of Holden this week, and today one of the criticisms of Holden was that it kept building big rear-wheel drive cars to tackle Australian conditions. But David Brown notes that hindsight is easy.
After the oil crisis of the 70s, Holden set about replacing the Kingswood with a smaller model, the Commodore. They lost their market leadership and later models had to get bigger. It's not as if the big, macho, tackle-the-rough Australian conditions image has died. You can see a bulky Ranger Ute or Land Cruiser in an urban street, but a Commodore Ute with a bull bar, kangaroo spotlights and 7 CB radio aerials is now really only a show car at the Deniliquin Ute Muster. Building a successful car company is more than picking one trend. Ford had the chance with their large territory SUV, but their parent company did not back the locals to help develop a diesel option for export.
And there's more history and personal reflections on Holden in Australia on our website, anyauto.com.au, including an interview with Dean Oliver, ex-rally driver, whose first car was a Holden Turana GTR. He had to listen to a stern lecture about financial responsibility from his bank manager before he could get a loan to buy it. Check it out, anyauto.com.au.